Hello. On behalf of the editors and staff of America, those you will meet in the series and those behind the scenes, I'd like to wish you a prayerful Holy Week and a very blessed Easter. Palm Sunday is always a very vivid day for me. In 1998, I participated in the procession done by the Christians of the Holy Land from Bethpage on the Mount of Olives down to the Old City of Jerusalem. It's a crowded day with tens of thousands of people lining the way, crowding in the first place the shrine at Bethphage, and then the whole route down to St. Anne's in the Old City. At the back of the procession is the Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem. And these processions have been something of a day of celebration for the Christians of the Holy Land, especially because Michel Sabah, the Latin Patriarch, is a native of Nazareth, a Palestinian Christian, and for them this is a moment to express their national pride as well as their Catholic faith. And all along the route are many onlookers, particularly the Muslim neighbors in Bethpage and Bethany and then down through Jerusalem as you pass through Gethsemane, through the Stephen's Gate or the Lion's Gate into the Old City. It's very moving. It reminds you of the very first Palm Sunday that we celebrate, people with their palm fronds waving in the air. When Jesus took that route, the scripture tells us that he rode on an ass, and it's a quite deliberate move on his part to indicate that he is not a king who comes in power, who rides a war horse, but someone who comes on a beast of burden, the animal of a peasant, and that he is basically saying no to the option of kingship and power, and opting for the way of peacefulness and nonviolence. When we think of this week, we don't frequently think of nonviolence, but I think it's important to understand that Jesus deliberately is countering our expectations. This is a very vivid living parable, and the parable is saying no to power, no to the use of force. He's also inviting us to question our expectations. The crowds that greeted him, the crowds that had been accompanied him through his ministry, expected a Messiah who would deliver Israel from Roman oppression. And he's indicating that he's not going to do that. And so I think all during this Holy Week, we have to ask ourselves, what are our expectations? How is God asking us to break with them, to allow them to be shattered? It may be around the question of nonviolence. Religion is always been concerned with force and the evil it can do. Even if punching your neighbor or throttling him is not your temptation, there are lots of ways in which violence enters into our lives. You may want to question yourself this week about the ways in which you try to force yourself on others and on their will. How their expectations cross yours, and you show them that you don't like it. And you may want to figure out some different strategies for dealing with that violence, asking a question, waiting and going back and speaking to them quietly, doing things that will also break with their expectations that you can be provoked, that if they say things in a certain way, you're going to come back at them. Easter is a time for renewal. And perhaps if we go Jesus' walk, if we travel with him on the path down the Mount of Olives into Jerusalem through his passion and death, when we hear him greet us on Easter Sunday, peace be with you, if we've practiced a little bit of nonviolence in our own way, then Easter Sunday, the greeting of peace, will have a very special meaning for us all. Happy Easter.